And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This Memorial Day weekend, Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation. As we pay tribute to the brave men and women who died for our freedom, we also honor those who are defending our liberties around the world today. On Wednesday, I met with some of the courageous young men and women who will soon take their place in the defense of our nation, the graduating class of the United States Coast Guard Academy. Since its inception, the Coast Guard has patrolled and protected America's shores. And in this time of war, the Coast Guard has assumed new responsibilities to defend our nation against terrorist infiltration and help stop new attacks. I was proud to stand with the class of 2007 and thank them for their bold decision to wear the uniform. The men and women of the Coast Guard are fighting alongside soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have also volunteered to protect America. We live in freedom because patriots such as these are willing to serve, and many have given their lives in defense of our nation. On Monday, I will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in their country's cause. One of those who gave his life was Sergeant David Christoff, Jr. of Rossford, Ohio. The day after the attacks of September the 11th, David walked into a recruiting station to become a United States Marine. Asked why he made the decision to serve, David said, "I don't want my brother and sister to live in fear." David eventually deployed to Iraq, where he fought street by street in the Battle of Fallujah and earned a Purple Heart for wounds suffered in action. While on leave back home, David learned his company was headed for combat in Afghanistan. But he knew there was also a job to finish in Iraq. So he asked to be reassigned to a unit headed for Iraq. And last May, he died in Anbar province, where the Marines are taking the fight to Al-Qaeda. When his family received his belongings, his mother and his father each found a letter from David. He asked that they pray for his fellow Marines and all those still serving overseas. On Memorial Day, our nation honors Sergeant Christoff's final request. We pray for our men and women serving in harm's way. We pray for their safe return. And we pray for their families and loved ones who also serve our country with their support and sacrifice. On Memorial Day, we rededicate ourselves to freedom's cause. In Iraq and Afghanistan, millions have shown their desire to be free. We are determined to help them secure their liberty. Our troops are helping them build democracies that respect the rights of their people, uphold the rule of law, and fight extremists alongside America in the war on terror. With the valor and determination of our men and women in uniform, I'm confident that we will succeed and leave a world that is safer and more peaceful for our children and grandchildren. On Memorial Day, we also pay tribute to Americans from every generation who have given their lives for our freedom. From Valley Forge to Vietnam, from Kuwait to Kandahar, from Berlin to Baghdad, brave men and women have given up their own futures so that others might have a future of freedom. Because of their sacrifice, millions here and around the world enjoy the blessings of liberty. And wherever these patriots rest, we offer them the respect and gratitude of our nation. Thank you for listening.